If you love Jesus, God has saved you. It's evidence of it. If you love Christmas because of Jesus, God has saved you. If you love Christmas because I love to get some stuff and the music and the lattes at the Starbucks at the Larbert Hospital are just dreamy, that's, you're missing it. You might not be. That's not the point. Jesus is the point. He's the center of this room, and he's the center of this gospel. It's very important. If God has indeed saved you, please love well this Christmas. Share the living gospel with dead people. I know that's a weird way to say it. You know, living, breathing people who are dead in their trespasses and sin. Living people. Well, don't tell me. Are you judging me? Oh, I'm not judging you. Oh, you're so puritanical. Do you ever get that from anybody? Do-goody-two-shoes, right? It's a funny, it's ironic because the thing about the Puritans were that they were a sort of grovelers, sort of a, I'm not worthy. God, you are so, they're very aware of the depravity. You think about Quakers when they actually used to quake, not the Quakers we have today who are like friends. They changed their name from Quakers to friends. But in the olden days, Quakers were people who were like, God, I'm gonna approach the communion table. Please don't strike me dead. You know, a little bit too much mean daddy thing going on there. But the people who love God know that my Father loves me. There's no threat to me. And the people who don't know God, it's authoritarian, it's controlling. He's got a cosmic killjoy. He's going to take away all my fun. And who are you to judge me? You have no right to judge me. I'll do what I want, darn it. And just by the attitude, manifestly not looking for God. But the Christian who comes to the person who isn't looking yet, who maybe deep down has got something that you don't see yet, that God is growing and pulling, that person needs to see a Christian who isn't the everything mean that everybody doesn't want, that God isn't even himself pitching about himself. He is God. There is righteousness. There will be judgment. Everyone who's ever hurt a kid is going to answer to God. Everyone who's ever started a war is going to answer to God. All of us, we're going to answer to God for the role we play in the society we live in the West, that has decimated the majority of the rest of the world by how we run economics and which sort of dictators we prop up because we need the mineral that makes our mobile phones. We're going to answer for that. You didn't know. I can't drive 50 in a 30 that didn't have a sign and say I didn't know. I'll still get that ticket. We're all going to answer to God. People who are just living and breathing are not alive spiritually. Will you share the gospel with, you know, dead people? Trying to live a life they haven't got yet, who haven't responded in faith yet. Will you share the gospel with those people? Standing in line, oh, what's the point? You know, I happen to know the point. Well, really, here I am, stuck in line. What do you got? It really is about Jesus. God's not mad at you. He likes you. He sent his son. His son likes you. And they killed him because he was trying to get through all this noise so that you would know that God loves you and there's salvation in his name. Boom. Done. Oh, you're one of those nutters. Forget it. Okay, I can see our conversation's over, sir. Hello, miss. You know, and then move on. No argument. We know that there's some people who, my problem is God can't make a rock so big that he can't move it, and that's a problem. You know, those people, if you're up to the argument, they want to discuss it. But people who are shutting down arguments, don't tell me, don't talk to me, what are you going to do? Put your foot through the door so they can't close it? I mean, then you're an annoying person in the name of the Lord. Okay. Living, breathing people who are dead in their trespasses and sin need to hear the gospel from you this Christmas.